When you hear the word caring, what is it that comes to your mind? Maybe offering a food hamper to somebody in need. Maybe offering a hug to somebody who is sad or upset. A lot of caring has to do with open hands and open arms, doesn't it? But I want to speak of something a little bit different today. Open ears and open eyes. Listening and seeing. Those are two of the most important ways in which we can really care for people. Really seeing people, really listening to them are vitally important ways, aren't they, of affirming people and their worth and their dignity as human beings. And in addition to that, really, really seeing and really listening are important because it's only really in that way that we can care and assist people appropriately. Because without doing that, we may rush in with very good intentions, wanting to offer help. But the help and the care that we offer may not be what is needed. Because there's the danger, isn't there, that we can make assumptions about people. We think that we know best what they are needing, but we may be mistaken. Maybe that's why Jesus asks the blind man that rather strange question. What do you want me to do for you? I'm sure to everybody there it was pretty obvious what that man needed. But Jesus doesn't want to make assumptions. He doesn't just want to go ahead and heal the man, patronizing him really in the process. He wants to give the man the dignity of making that request himself. Henry Nouwen speaks about caring before curing. Caring before curing. We need to care by listening and seeing and getting alongside people before we can begin to offer a cure. It's like a doctor making a proper diagnosis in order to be able to offer the correct cure, the correct treatment. If the diagnosis isn't thorough, the treatment may be completely the wrong one. Doctors need to use their eyes and their ears to make the correct diagnosis, and we do as well. It's easy, isn't it, to look without really seeing. Why is that? I think that maybe at least one of the reasons is that we stereotype people. We say he's just another beggar. She's just an old lady. He's just a typical two-year-old. Or she's another poor stroke victim. But not all stroke victims or old people or beggars are the same. They may have something in common by belonging to the group that we call beggars or elderly or stroke patients. But that's really where the similarity ends. And unless we see the person in their totality as a human being, we can often make incorrect assumptions about them. God doesn't see us, does he, as merely one of a homogeneous group. He sees us as unique people, even the numbers of our head are seen as different. And we can do something similar for other people. In the film, What Women Want, Mel Gibson playing a man called Nick Marshall, as a result of an electric shock that he has, suddenly gains the ability to hear the thoughts in women's heads. I guess it could only happen in Hollywood. Anyway, in the office where he works, there is a dowdy young woman with mousy brown hair, doing a menial job, just moving around with a trolley, handing out, taking in items, parcels for the other staff members. And once or twice, Nick hears her thoughts. No one really cares about me. I feel like I'm invisible to the people here. I'm sure nobody would miss me if I died. But he doesn't take much notice. And then one day she's absent from work without having called in sick. And suddenly Nick realizes that maybe she's tried to harm herself in the light of these thoughts that he now remembers. And he finds out where she lives, and he rushes over, and he arrives just in time to stop her gassing herself in her oven. It's just a movie, but it's sadly true to life, isn't it? It's very easy to miss really seeing people, especially the types of people that society tends to overlook. Could be somebody in our own office, our club, somebody in our church, our family even. The church is the last place where people should feel overlooked, but sadly that can happen. I was reminded of Thomas Gray's poem, Elegy in a Country Churchyard. There he writes about the simple folk from a rural town who lie buried in the churchyard. And he ponders on the fact that here may lie people with great potential, but because they were never noticed by the wider world, they were unable to fulfill that potential. One verse reads like this: perhaps in this neglected spot is laid some heart once pregnant with celestial fire, hands that the rod of empire might have swayed, or waked to ecstasy the living lyre. By noticing people, we can help them to recognize the unique people, the unique creation that they are, people made by God. And we can help them perhaps also to recognize the worth and the gifts and the talents that they have. Closely linked to seeing people is that of listening, really listening. Because it's easy to listen without really hearing, isn't it? In the gospel reading, we see the people there, the crowd, trying to keep this blind man quiet. They're not interested in listening to his needs. And the irony is that here is a man who is physically blind, but those people in the crowd were blind and deaf in a much deeper way. But in contrast to the crowd, Jesus sees. He sees this man. He sees a human being in need, and he listens to his cries for help. And when we offer people the gift of our undivided, focused listening, we are saying to them, aren't we, that they matter, that their lives and their experiences are important. But strange as it may seem, even though hearing, seeing are senses that we have, it's easy to really not see and to hear sometimes as we should. It takes effort. It takes patience. When listening to another person, it's easy, isn't it, to be distracted by thoughts of other things, or to interrupt the other person in order to offer our own comments or opinions. And so focused listening takes effort, it takes patience. But where we are able to do that, there we are offering a vitally important, precious gift to the other person. We see it, don't we, here in Jesus' example in our gospel reading. Perhaps what we don't realize is that when Jesus encountered this man, he was on his way to Jerusalem, making his final journey to Jerusalem and everything that would lie ahead of him there. And there must have been so much pressing in on his mind. But what does he do? He focuses on this person. He makes time to listen to someone considered as nothing by many others. And what's more, straight after that, if you read further in the gospel, we see that Jesus stops to listen to another despised, overlooked person, Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus even makes time to go to his house and to share a meal with him. Jesus makes time for these men who to others were probably worth not even a second thought. And he does it despite the pressing needs that were weighing on his heart and mind at that time. As we get older, we need regular checkups of our sight and our hearing, don't we? Checkups for our eyes and our ears. And on a spiritual level, that's something we need as well, a checkup. How is our listening really? How is our seeing? How good at we are we at really noticing people, at really listening deeply to them? God does that for each one of us. He knows us personally, individually. He does that for us just as Jesus did when he walked this earth. And he invites us to do the same for others. And in that way, to remind them of their value and their dignity as children of God. James says in that passage that we heard, everyone must be quick to listen, but slow to speak. Quick to listen, but slow to speak. It's often the other way around, isn't it? Quick to speak, slow to listen. But as many people have pointed out, we have one mouth and two ears, maybe an indication that we should listen twice as much as we speak. And the masks that we are having to wear at the moment are maybe a reminder, a good visual aid. Less speaking and more listening. The Bible tells us that one of the gifts of the Spirit is the gift of tongues, the gift of tongues. But there is also the gift of ears and the gift of eyes. May God help us to use them well. I'll close with these words of a little song. Holy Spirit, come, make my ears to hear, make my eyes to see, make my mouth to speak, make my heart to feel, and my hands to reach out and touch the world with your love. Amen.